Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
You know, I'm good with the magic number, the magicker number, whatever monster truck rally music we got going with them. Yeah, I'm in on all that stuff.
This is Brewers 360.
The Brewers' super magic number is zero.
Or, actually...
Well, I guess now it's, what, three plus four. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yep.
The ultimate most best ever magic number is 11. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting, joined by Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Hey, Matt.
Hey there. Good morning, guys.
So Eric and I have kind of a bet going, and we're not sure which way you're going to go on it. We already have decided to pass on asking you who you would rather play. And that's all going to be sorted out today. Cubs and Padres, that's a 4:08 first pitch in Chicago.
Yeah, they pushed it back. 4:08 start.
Winner comes up here to play the Brewers starting on Saturday. So I know you're not in the business of saying, well, we'd rather play these guys and having that up on the bulletin board somewhere. But do you have a preferred time? Brewers, as we've said, could either play on Saturday at 1:08 or 8:08 first pitch.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if there's really a preferred time. You know, I think everybody probably individual for each person. I know it's going to be rocking either way. I mean, our fans are going to show up, you know, loud and proud and ready to go, you know, and so they're going to be fired up. You know, I am too. And so, you know, whatever time we end up playing at, whether it's the day game or the night game, we're going to be fired up, ready to go.
All right, Eric wins. I thought you'd say 8:00. Yeah, we want to be the late game and whatever. And my son has soccer or something like that.
I got something going on.
Right, I got to mow the lawn.
Right.
We do have some stuff going on at home, but it's not going to get in the way of the game time. So we're all good here. Ready to go.
How does it work? So we know that you guys have been having the Padres Cubs games on the screen as you guys are doing the workouts and different things at AmFam. After the game, is that like, okay, when the game ends today at 7:05 or whatever time it is, are you guys around a desk and sitting at a table like cranking, okay, here's what we know, or has that already been done?
A lot of that work has been done, yeah. We're still going to spend time late tonight. You know, been working late for a long time, mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we're gonna be ready, and we're going to have more meetings into tonight because we'll know who we're playing later this evening, and then... obviously in tomorrow, and then depending on the game time, even on Saturday, we could potentially do some stuff in the morning as well. So certainly, you know, we'll be prepared in either direction. But yeah, certainly will be a late night for us tonight again.
A few decisions still ahead for you, Matt. You got to set that roster for the National League Division Series, and I believe what, by Saturday morning you have to have that in.
Yep, that's right.
So do you have a different roster in mind based on who you might play, Padres or Cubs?
Yeah, potentially, yes. I mean, obviously the matchup here is going to matter. And so, you know, depending on who we play, I do think we could see different roster constructions based on the opponent.
And why don't you just tell us exactly what those choices are?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's still up in the air. And look, there are a lot of really close calls. I think that's one of the tricky things that we're working through is the roster itself, and then obviously then how to deploy it, you know, and I think that's going to be, you know, matchup based, you know, per game, per matchup. You know, we have to dive into all those different matchups, and I think Murph and the guys have always been really well prepared for all this stuff. And so, you know, a lot of people are going to be involved to try to partner with everybody in that whole process. And so, you know, look, it's going to be a lot of fun to prepare for it. And then once it happens, it's up to the players on the field, and that's going to be really exciting.
Always so fascinated, Matt, about how the league handles all of these games, because obviously this is a big deal. It's a playoffs, and here we go. So the league always tends to start to swing its heavy stick around a little bit more and make some expectations and all that. But then there's start times because of the networks that are always a little bit different. And you wouldn't think that matters, but it can, right? Like if a start time is at 4:08 versus 3:05 versus 6:30, just because of where the sun is and everything.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, definitely the shadows, especially at our ballpark, will be unique. I think the good thing is that our players are you know, more used to it probably than most. And so, you know, we have some experience with that, and potentially we can use that to our advantage if we need to.
Looking at this too, if you were put yourself in the Padres' shoes, they can't go home after tonight, right? No,
they'd just come right up. Yeah.
Yeah, they would not fly home. I'm sure they would just come right up.
If it were you and they had won in two straight games and you could have gone home last night, would you have?
No, no. I definitely don't think that they would have. Yeah,
you just told the boys, hey, listen, pack through Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just do sink laundry or something, you know.
Spoken like a guy who may have done that.
I was just going to say, I wish that weren't a joke, but you've heard and seen that.
Sure, that happens, yeah. But no, yeah, I mean, it's certainly, you know, to go back in and out of the time zone would probably not be efficient for them. And so, you know, sometimes you leave and then you just don't know when you're going to go home, and that's pretty exciting, you know. And so I think that they're probably just going to head right up here to play us, if that's the outcome there.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 this morning. Matt, when next we talk, could have a two-game lead.
Yeah, good, anything right? could be happening.
Anything could be happening. Yes. Actually, it could be done, right? What do we know? Do we play then Wednesday? We got Saturday. We got Monday.
Yeah. I don't even know what day it is today, buddy. So I'm
real good. All right.
I'm working on a lot of stuff. So, okay. No, I hope to talk to you guys soon, and yeah, hopefully we can keep this thing going.
Man, we're loving every minute of it. Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate you.
Likewise. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.